just like that with that, man. Today a good day. We got the special people from the Immediately Kenfolk Podcast.
What's going on?
From Memphis, Tennessee. They in the building. Hey. Get up with my dogs, man.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, what's going on? We here, man. What's up, man?
Appreciate y'all pushing up.
I love y'all's show, first of all. I'm a fan of the show. I'm glad to see to be a part of season two. You know, much like in the NFL, you know, when you have a good season, one season, it doesn't mean the next season is going to be great. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to be able to see y'all consistently, you know, holding it down like four flats in the dough mat.
For sure.
You know, I like it, man. I think the great drafting of you guys have done, but putting together Marcel Alexander here, who I've been a fan of, way before he was even doing this thing, man.
Real quick, tell us what he was doing before.
Immediately pause. whoa. But let me say, I'm talking about, it goes back to the layup record, you know what I'm saying, that he had, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been a fan of musically of this man. He's always been my kinfolk, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure.
And we definitely have had many, many nights, man, where we, you know, well, Seattle, you know what I mean, has been my squad, you know what I'm saying? And I distinctly remember being over at your spot, whatever, with Cody and everybody over there, man. Like, watching them games, bro. And, like, you know, a real sports dude, man. You know what I'm saying? A1.
Put that mic right there. Oh, no, y'all can keep talking shit. Okay. We don't give a fuck. We ain't gonna edit it like that. But
you remember that time with the eagle that flew in the backyard?
Yeah.
Did you remember
that? That was crazy.
Man, listen. All right, so we in Atlanta Falcons, and we's on the patio.
They live right by the stadium.
They live right by the stadium, right across the street from the Ben Stadium. And so we just out there chilling or whatever, right? You know what I mean? Before the game started, pre-gaming.
Gosh.
And I looked to the left, and we, like, I'm sitting here. I think Marcel was, like, over here. Cody was over here. I looked to my left. Man, it was a Falcon. Right here where he's standing. Crazy. It was a Falcon right there. I turned and I jumped from right here to where that camera is at. I'm talking about literally, I leaped.
Just a real Falcon?
Yeah,
it was a
real Falcon.
That was crazy.
Bro, it was a real Falcon right there. And it's, listen, and when it spread his wings, bro, the shit was like.
Bro.
She was crazy.
You smoke real rapper weed.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you were sober.
Nah, listen. listen. Did it not happen?
Nah, it's all facts, bro.
Nah,
hey, Marcel was on the shit too.
The vibe was crazy, dog.
Nah, it was crazy, bro. Like something I never will forget, bro. I mean, I looked up and it was like right there. Damn. The fact that big Falcon could have gotten there and I didn't even hear it. Like if it would have snuck, it would have bit me. You know what I mean? It was just how close it was right there.
But to be up close on one like that.
Yeah, and it was just chilling, bro. It was just chilling. Like, it's like, I don't know if it wanted to smoke or what.
Nigga, I'll probably never go on a patio again near Mercedes Benz Stadium.
Nah, that shit was crazy though. That's why I said, man, Atlanta Falcons is real.
So you fuck with the Falcons.
Like, listen, I'm gonna tell you this about Atlanta Falcons, man. It's an immediately no. The Falcons, when the Falcons.
That nigga crossed the fuck out of me. I'm like, he fought with
it. It's not. I gotta be honest with you. No, like, and the thing about Falcon fans is that they are the most, like, I tell you the sky is blue, and they tell you, it ain't blue, man. No, it's black. I don't understand I think it's the Atlanta culture. They kind of puts a binder or some kind of blinds over the eyes of the Falcon fans that make them think that for some reason every year this is going to be the year. Because because the problem is once Brady did what he did to y'all, and I want to say it's to y'all because of the fact that I bet against Atlanta on that Super Bowl. And I made some money.
Damn.
That was I couldn't wait to get back. I was the only, when I flew to Houston, I was on the plane and there's all these Atlanta people was going and everybody was, you know, Atlanta Falcons. I said, man, I said, New England, baby. The whole plane was on my head.
So look, even when they was goddamn up, listen, the Falcons up 28-3.
I was hosting a party in Houston, right? Hosting a party while this was going on. So DJ is rocking, you know, and it's like one of those, it's a bar spot. So it was like, you know, everybody's out there watching the game. In between the commercials,
play some music.
DJ's playing, we hosting and shit like that, right? So I'm doing that, and I'm sick to my stomach inside because I've got money on the game.
Gotcha.
And I bet everybody in the barbershop, because Atlanta, like I said, Atlanta in the championship, man, everybody, goddamn me, hey, fuck boy, goddamn me, hey, come on, I take some of that, everybody, okay, cool. Listen, it's cool, all right, cash out, all right, everybody, but the whole barbershop, I mean, it's, I went there was a Friday beforehand, before I left, Mocha Grooming, my boy Trill, I tell you, bam, I bet 10 people in the barbershop, 10 individuals, 10 of them that I, regulars that I'm going to see getting there. Okay.
And you know you're going to see them.
I know I'm going to see them, so it's no getting out the bet.
Right.
Halftime is going on.
They calling you.
They popping.
I'm getting texts while I'm doing the show, trying not to be lenient towards any, you know, Atlanta or this. I'm just trying to be. Because
you got
to
act biased.
Yeah, I'm acting hosting, biased, isn't it? What up with the Patriots fans? What up with I'm doing all that?
Knowing you won.
Knowing I'm sitting there looking like,
y'all Patriots fans looking sick.
Everything I'm finna make down here at this show at halftime was looking like it's finna go to everybody when I get home.
They getting the whole back end.
The whole back end is finna go to the barbershop. Okay. Immediately it turned around and it switched. Nope. Oh, it switched up.
Oh, you lit in that bitch
now. I was so lit. Listen, I left the spot that I was hosting and just drove down to the Reliance Stadium. Didn't even have a ticket because but I won and the game was over. I just wanted to go out there and party with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, because I know it's lit.
Because it was lit. And I drove down there. I'm just out there kicking and having a great time. Came back to Atlanta and collected from everybody at the barbershop. Ever since then, I knew it's not gonna happen for Atlanta, and that was the closest that Atlanta ever got, and it's not gonna happen for them like that again.
But bro, you know, the only man, I just feel like they ain't want to see no parade in Atlanta. Like they ain't want to see. Yeah. They ain't want to. Oh man,
yeah, come drive. Look, yeah,
it's niggas in Atlanta. We don't. You know how teams go and have three-peats and win back-to-back. Atlanta don't need that. Niggas just need one in this motherfucker. Yeah. Nigga talk about that shit till they die.
Yeah.
Niggas, man, it's niggas.
It's gonna take about that long to, for y'all to win one.
Right, bro, it's still niggas goddamn be bragging on the Dirty Bird.
Oh, God.
Niggas still brag on the Dirty Bird. You gonna see niggas still talk about the Dirty Bird run.
Yeah.
Now, when they had Jamal Anderson, nigga, nobody wanna hear that shit no more.
Yeah, that shit over.
Real, that's so it.
You gotta rely on the Braves, man.
The Braves now. I give it up to the Braves now.
Oh yeah,
it's a different energy though, like baseball and football.
But Braves, I can't be excited if the Braves win. They just won a championship, a nigga.
The Braves is good, but I ain't gonna lie. Like when they won, when the Braves won last year, I live right over there off Divine Azaria, so I shoot right to the stadium when they won last year. I like going to, and be a part of that of the celebration when somebody win. That energy just be so.
2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you ain't going to have to worry about
no shit. No, ain't going to be a worry about
if
that.
If they don't get Trae Young some help, they ain't going to do nothing with the Hawks.
Nah. Yeah, that's the Hawks. Yeah, what offseason moves did the Hawks even make?
Shit, none.
Nothing.
And they got a couple Sprite commercials. Other than that.
Hey, I got a Sprite commercial too. Shout out to Glorilla. Shout out to Lotto. Shout out to Nas. I was in the, I was the DJ in the 50 Years Hip Hop Sprite commercial.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, man. I just got my first residual check. When I got it, I didn't know it was coming. I thought I was on phone with you. I went and bought Sprite for everybody.
That's how them rich niggas do, boy. Them rich niggas gonna pocket that money. Get you a Sprite, nigga.
I went to Publix and got Sprite.
I got me another meal, nigga. Get a Sprite.
For real,
man. That's what I was gonna say. Look, tell us about who's cloning Tyrone. How that come together?
2021, when it was COVID. I booked that role, and shout out to my boy Juelz Taylor. He's from Montgomery, Alabama. He's the guy who co-wrote it and directed it. And, you know, he was just like, bro, there's going to be something different, some sci-fi vibes. I was able to read it, and I was like, man, I'm just like, you know, I didn't know that the movie would start off with me being the first thing you see on it. Spoiler alert if y'all ain't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I was like, I told him, I said, man, this is a different vibe. And then we were shooting it when it was COVID. So it was like, we didn't, it was like, okay, you had to be in quarantine.
Gotcha.
So it was in a bubble, basically. Uh-huh. We shot the film in a bubble. So basically, like, you can go to work, you get tested in the morning, you couldn't leave your hotel. When you left the hotel room, you only had to go on set, and then you can come back. You couldn't go home. Uh-huh. You have to go back to the hotel room. So we would stay in the hotel. And before you worked, you had to stay in quarantine for 3 days by yourself before going in to work. So you go get tested, stay by yourself for 3 days, and then you got permission to go on set. So that's the way we shot that movie. You know what I mean? So it was like you an interview. So we shot for 2 weeks. And then, okay, so I was off after that. And they said, you got to come back and do this role or this part or this part. So it'd be the same situation. Go quarantine for 3 days uh-huh. by myself and then go on set. So the blessing of it, though, was that every day you had to go quarantine, you got to pay for every day that you just sat in the hotel.
Oh, shit. That's the only reason I wouldn't mind. Listen, when you were saying that shit then, I was like, well, I don't know about that shit.
Nah, listen, you got paid for every time, the whole time you, and if it was on a weekend, then it was like, time and a half. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, bro.
Watch the
game. Yeah, so my wife couldn't come see me. Or your family couldn't come see you like that. Like, you can have food delivered to you, but you couldn't, like, that's when the COVID was, like, you know what I mean? It was COVID. So we sit there. That was, like, 2 months of work that really could have been, to me, done within, like, maybe 2 weeks if it was, like, now.
Yeah, but, okay,
but because
y'all sitting and waiting.
But because of the sitting and doing that or whatever, bro, it was like, you know, we just all had to be.
Did you know everybody who was going to be in it before you got?
I knew, you know, when I first saw it, I knew Jamie Foxx was a part of it.
Okay.
But a lot of these movies, they're so, they keep everything under wraps because they don't want anybody knowing this or that about it. So you won't really find out everything until you get there.
And you
so
see a call there, sheet
I'm
going to
see that call sheet. I'm like, damn, Jamie Foxx, man. It's okay. They go, oh, okay. Oh, boy, from P Valley in here. Okay, this boy. Okay, then old girl. Okay, and then. But thing about it is, you didn't really chance to really get a chance to kick it with the people because
y'all was
on
going
COVID.
Doing
so,
them time. Yeah.
So if you're not on scene with that person, you may see them in passing, but they were so strict. Like, no, bro, you know what I mean. They have people at the front. Like, you need to get in here, go right to your room. They wasn't playing none of it or whatever, and I wasn't trying to mess the bag up. But the last day, we was like, you know, we all thought it was finna be done, and then we was all like, you know, nigga, everybody going to the room, smoking and shit, and just like having a good time and vibing. And then they called me back, and it was like, we're gonna reshoot the intro again. So I was like, all right, bet. So we went shy it again. And but in that movie, bro, one thing I realized, Hollywood got that money, and Atlanta, where that money's at. Okay, we were shooting over there, over off MLK, kind of on the way. If you on the way to the break to the
Mercedes Benz Stadium.
Uh-huh. On the way, all right. So it's a little chicken spot right on the left hand side before you make that right and you on the same street with the Mercedes.
Gotcha, I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh.
So they jump right there. So we shooting right there, right? It's the hood out at night, and they were like, "Man, we ain't finna go nowhere." I said, "Them folks, man, we ain't finna move." So them folks like, pay us to move. Bro, do you know that these people went and cast out about 20 or 25 people? Some of them junkies didn't even have cash out. And they were just like, man, it's $100. They paid about $5,000 to the people just to move from one side of the street to the other side of the street.
What you doing? Get your ass up and win some money, man. Shout out to Broken Plate. This your boy Nav Green. And I got something for you. Look, we matching whatever you put up. If you put up $100, we going to match that $100 when you use the app and use the code Broken Play. Shout out to Broken Play. You put Broken Play in the Prize Picks app. And when you use that, they going to give you whatever you put up. So if you put up $39, they going to match your $39. If you put up $74, they going to match your $74. Whatever you got to spare, they going to match it. So shout out to you and shout out to us for giving back, man. Shout out Broken Play, man. It's available in over 30 states. 31 to be exact. Because whatever state you in, if you can't, you know somebody in another state. Be family. Let's get it. Go ahead over there to Prize Pick. Tell them we sent you. Let's get this money together, man. Broken Play.
I said, man, Hollywood got this money. Man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just wow. So that was like, okay, that shit is crazy.
But for an Atlanta nigga to be like, you got to pay us. Nigga, these folks done bought this. Yeah. You know how the shit work? They bought this.
Yeah. And them folks like, man, we immediately ain't going, we not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We not going nowhere. That shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. The experience was dope, bro. Like, I knew them. I mean, me and Jewel were talking about the movie after we finished it. Uh-huh. I was like, man, this going to probably do something because of the stuff about the movie.
Yeah.
It's like so real as far as what's going on. And he was like, man, I don't know, man. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, you got one with this one, bro.
It was marketing. It was good promo. Marketing, for sure.
Do you think the Jamie Foxx situation was real? Or do you think it was promo?
About him being sick?
Yeah, that was real.
I think it was real.
That was real. Sure. You couldn't, man, do you understand?
That's a blessing, though.
That was a blessing, but people so conspiracy theorists that they were thinking like, man, bro, really ain't sick, bro. I'm like, bro, bro, really is sick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it just so happened, but I'm not saying it wasn't a smart move for them to be able to find a way to capitalize off of
it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The timing of it. Yeah, they did that. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know it was gonna be. I was gonna be the first thing on until the end until it came out.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that we went
to the premiere
in LA, but in Miami it came out first in Miami. But I was with my son. My wife was overseas, and she was like, "Well, I was like, I was going to leave my boy with Jackson. You know what I mean? My 15-year-old. I was like, look, I'm gonna go to Miami just to watch the show real quick, whatever. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just stay home. So it premiered at the Black Film Festival first.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed home, even though that was where it premiered. I said, I'm going to wait for LA premiere. But when my phone was ringing that night, I was like, bro, you the first time with it, bro. Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was going crazy now and there. And when I went out there and saw her, bro, it was like, man, wow, bro, that was dope. And even though it's other parts that didn't come, that didn't come out, I think it was dope the way they used a lot of the good parts. And, it was just a blessing, bro.
Felt like a championship.
Yeah, it felt like that, bro. Yeah. Like, to be able to see something that I'm a part of, go number one on Netflix. Fire. I'm like, man, bro, like, that's all God. Like, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do nothing but just be thankful.
So, look, we just classified that as a championship, right?
Yeah.
So, what y'all think? Would you rather have the money or the championship? So, say, for instance, they give you whatever you wanted in the contract to do the role.
Yeah.
But you don't go number one. Many people might not even see it. It might go number 38 on Netflix. But you could get number one on Netflix and you get half of the money. Which one you want?
I think the kind of individual I am, I would want the chip. I think I don't want to do something that no one sees. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I want to do something that's going to be able to affect the culture.
And niggas could talk about it for a minute.
To make an impact.
You going money or a chip?
Yeah. Immediately give me that check. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Fuck all that. Respectfully, though. I'm just saying, man. I celebrate all day.
What's so funny? Because you put some deep thought in it. He said, immediately give me that check.
Yeah, but I ain't even gotta think about it.
Yeah.
But look at it from this perspective.
I feel you, though.
But after you. Okay, so say you got the check on that first one.
Right.
Now you got a check.
Uh-huh.
Now they come back and say, we want to do part two or we finna do another one. Would you still make that same decision just to get the check after you got a check already?
I mean, my thing is this. Like, but see, you know me. You know my real personality.
Yeah.
I'm laid back. Like,
yeah. You out the way. You're trying.
I got my crew. I'm ducked off, though. Yeah. Like, I don't even like people. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Like, I don't even like people.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just going to be me, the wife, the kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some real estate. I'm going to flip the shit out of it and just be low key.
Real.
And I can still go
real
to
Real Memphis nigga, man.
Yeah, but that chip, though. You don't want to have that chip that
chip
like.
Without the dip. It's like, you know.
Chip without the dip.
This nigga's got chip without the dip.
Hey.
Facts. Who your favorite NBA player then?
My favorite NBA player? LeBron.
Okay, stop it. See,
all
day. But Roman, what is it?
Please, somebody help this. LeBron James, hold on.
Before we start, I'm asking you, saying he your favorite player, now favorite player of all time.
LeBron James, period. That's my favorite player.
Who's the greatest?
Marcel, get your ass up and let him sit down, man. Make our guests real comfortable, man. Get the fuck out the way.
Man, stop it.
The man came here talking good shit.
My brother, man. You a good dude.
And Max said, you Marcel, first of all, if you don't mind, let me rebuttal. Let me do the rebuttal.
I already know this
is let me present my case here.
Oh God.
Okay. Guys, LeBron James is a great father. LeBron James is a great father, a great husband, doesn't a great role model for the children. The kids can't read in this school. We need to work on that. But I will say that when it comes to being a real GOAT in the game, one must look at the amount of chips that the GOAT has. And your GOAT, your king, does not have the same amount of chips as my king, which is Michael Jordan. One second. Also, I don't know when the last time I've seen anyone go to say, I want a new pair of LeBrons. I've never seen a line for anyone asking, anyone. I mean, I think you can get those shoes at Walmart, possibly. I got to be honest with you. I've never seen,
tolerated.
The fact that the culture today, I saw LeBron's children. He has handsome young boys and not Paul's. I got handsome young men. Young kings, but what I noticed is they on their feet at the game, they didn't have on LeBron's. They had on Jordans. The impact of Michael Jordan to the culture, if it was not for Michael Jordan, they'll be still wearing those little bitty shorts. Oh, I forgot, guys. News flash. Did you guys see the NBA Media Day? Did you guys know what jersey that LeBron's wearing now?
23.
It's 23.
That's fine.
Niggas, it's 23,
niggas
guys.
Forget Mike wore 23.
Let's be. What?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Preach,
hey,
brother.
Would you? What?
Preach, man.
Blasphemy. Hey, man. Blasphemy.
Get up out the chair.
Blasphemy.
Yes, sir.
Blasphemy.
I'm going to tell you this,
brother. Blasphemy.
Do y'all remember Mike wore 45?
Yes.
For 2 years, nobody gave a fuck. LeBron has worn 6 and 23, and both of them going to be retired when he finished.
Do you? Well, the reason why he wears 6 is because Jordan has 6 rings.
Man, that ain't no fucking ring.
6 okay. rings.
Against who,
six
though?
Rings.
Against who?
Against... let's talk about Carter that.
Sick.
My brother,
you a good man.
I'm sorry. Michael Jordan didn't have to concoct and guys, come play with me, please. Come play with me.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Come play with me. Would you please play with me to help me? No. Michael Jordan constructed his team, one team, Chicago, okay? Chicago Bulls.
And he was getting smoked in them earlier years.
Yeah, he would get smoked. Yeah. He learned how to win.
He got smoked so much he had to cut all his hair off just to play.
He learned how to win.
No, his hair fell out because he was stretched.
He learned how to win. Them other niggas got old and retired.
He learned how to win.
Magic retired. Yeah. Larry retired. Isaiah retired.
They didn't want no smoke with Mike. They knew it was his lead.
Listen.
They smoked Mike.
What are
you talking about?
They did not smoke Mike.
Mike got smoked until he got
Let me tell you something. The reason why I respect Golden State Warriors is because their team came from the draft. They drafted their team and became champion for the draft. That's what Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls did. They did not go get a big three to be able to. They didn't do none of that shit.
Dennis Rodman didn't get drafted though.
Scottie Pippen.
Ron Harper. All them niggas, they came in.
Ron D was messed up. No, Ron. Shit. Ron wasn't the reason why they won no games. Ron was easy.
They went and got cool coach from International League.
They drafted him.
Yeah.
These are drafted players. People didn't come do a big three to be
well,
able
shout
to try
out to.
To
the GM, then.
Come on, man.
But we're talking.
Like, come on. Now you want to shout out to the GM. Hey, bro, honestly, man. Anybody out there, stop with the talk. LeBron James is not
the number
better
one
than Michael Jordan. Okay?
NBA.
No, listen, LeBron's legacy, well, he's a great player, Rich Paul, and what he's doing without, listen, but all of that's great. But come on,
so
man.
So tell me that, Keyshawn.
Come on, y'all.
Do you think the league is tougher now than it was then?
Yes. The league is tougher then.
No, you just said,
no,
bro.
No, you're
saying it right.
Me up.
I'm reneging.
No, I'm not reneging. I call a spade a spade.
Immediately reneging.
Listen, I got a book right here. Listen, the league... Man, have you watched the winning season? Winning time, yeah. Do you remember how hard they fouled back in the day? Like,
that's not basketball, though.
Listen, this was happening.
It's a part of basketball.
Bro, that's what I'm talking about.
If you come to the lane today, if you
Man, LeBron is going against LeBron's freaks of
flopper.
Nature.
Man, he's a flopper. LeBron.
He's going against KD, going against me like Giannis.
The Spurs.
Flopping.
Tim Duncan.
Man, Tony Parker. Kawhi Leonard. Man, he going against niggas like that. Michael
Kawhi,
Jordan.
He was scared of Kawhi. Kawhi, come on, man. Bro, Kawhi Leonard.
The Spurs?
He was scared of Kawhi. On,
who was Michael Jordan facing, though, on some real shit?
Who was he facing?
Name me some of his hardest competition.
Penny Hardaway.
When he was young.
The Pistons. The whole team, the Larry Bird,
No, I ain't even saying teams. I'm saying name some of his hardest competition as players. Individuals.
Guys, the league
I wasn't old enough to name.
I can remember
Jordan, the GOAT, who won the 6 rings.
Bro, that's just like...
Why would y'all remember who he played against?
That's like niggas who were bragging on goddamn Jerry West. Then you go back and look at the film like, what the fuck he playing against niggas who were built like me? You supposed to go past that nigga.
That's not with Jordan. It was... Look, Vince Young could fly. Right? Jordan was still playing. Vince Young was playing.
Carter.
Vince Carter was playing.
Vince Carter?
He could fly. What I'm saying is... I'm not going back and saying
Vince Carter's skill set.
It was one person to have hops out the gym after Jordan finna leave.
Right.
I'm just saying it was not like Jordan played with people who had hops. Jordan played with people that had the same skill set. We're not watching Bill Russell versus all these white dudes.
Who had some of the same skill sets?
I don't remember number two, man. I remember number one.
Clyde was one.
Akeem Olajuwon. Come on, man.
Dominique Wilkins. I'll give you Clyde.
You know, that's because y'all from Atlanta. Okay.
Hey,
it's hard to remember. They named two or three niggas.
We can name you 30 niggas right now who can hoop. Like, they could hoop in any era.
And I can name you, none of them have 6 rings.
It's more competitive now.
I wouldn't say it's more skill.
Niggas more talented now.
Because of Michael Jordan.
I think it was harder.
It's because of Michael Jordan. Everybody's better because of Jordan.
Finally, the nigga don't make you play basketball better.
No. Listen. Jordan make the whole game better. Jordan made everybody better.
All right, y'all from Memphis, how y'all feel about Ja Morant?
Switch it up.
Because Ja is... Let me tell you something. All right, so look. Ja, I love Ja. I'm going to tell you right now, I love Ja. I love what he represents. The problem is, I blame rap music for what took place. I blame NBA Youngboy. I blame the music. It's just the culture. You know what I'm saying? I blame the music. You know what I'm saying? I blame the music. The music is because of the music. It's what it is, man. It's like, you know, guys don't understand the difference right now between... I blame the music and I blame Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's just from South Carolina to what he's doing right now.
And then to go straight to Memphis.
To Memphis. That's tough. Listen, it's tough to come to be in Memphis. They're gonna make you feel like that's okay. Culture. Memphis gonna make you feel like it's okay to do what you're doing. Just keep doing it. And they're gonna be with you until you're not.
Then they might turn around, bro, crazy. I tried to tell little bro, he should cut that shit out, man.
Right, but when he doing it, man, my nigga real, man, I'm doing the same shit, man. My nigga fuck me, nigga, man. I'm gonna pull this nigga up my hell yeah. That's what they gonna do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
I talk my shit like Ja Morant,
man. Exactly, man. I'm in this shit like Ja, man.
You know that's a new rap ball right
there. It was about, listen, literally that same day. When Ja did that, it probably was a domino effect of about 800 Memphis niggas that were doing the same shit at the same time.
At the same thing.
All of them on live. Right up in the FedEx Forum. One of them right up in the FedEx Forum with a bucket. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that just happened in Memphis too, where the FedEx Forum when they had that shot inside there, whatever. It just ain't the right place for him, but he's learned now how to be able to deal with that. I think also too, like just like being around your influences, being all seriousness, like, okay, you in Memphis where we on fire right now musically.
Musical, yeah.
And then it's not like we on fire for R&B music. You know what I'm saying? We're not on fire for being R&B capital. No, we're on fire for the drill, for the killings, for the, you know what I mean, for what's
going on. As soon as the beat drops.
Yeah, the vibe, exactly. That's the vibe that we're on. So if that's currently being put out there and you hanging with these cats and everybody you hanging with is all of everybody strapped up, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them is in real wars is going on in Memphis right now between one side and the other side. I ain't saying no names, but that's happening. So it's like, it just becomes you a product of what you're seeing. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So any first generation of doing what he's doing, like most of us, all first generation, learning how to do this shit, right. Learning how to, you know what I mean? So, you know, grant some grace. He's a great player. I want him to take care of himself mentally and also physically too, being able to learn how to, you know, Ja will go to that hole and pause, but he'll go to that and just come on, man. Like,
he don't care who done that bitch.
He don't care. I do think at some point in time you gotta like conserve, like Jordan. Jordan, when he got older, he didn't dunk all the time. He was like, okay, I'm a
LeBron still do.
Yeah. Well,
you're 19.
LeBron's still 21.
Who?
Yeah.
Russ still punching shit.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, he's still
punching.
We talking about
LeBron.
He ain't got no rings.
Russell Westbrook. Oh yeah, Russell's a great player. I like Russell, man. Russell mentally just got to get it together. When I went to see Memphis play against Oklahoma back in the day, and
OKC,
yeah. and when he was playing with them, and I was sitting there front row, right? Uh-huh. All these folks at Lucas Oil Center, and I'm wearing my Memphis stuff, and I'm front row. One of my partners was a white dude, Cliff. Cliff was like 5 foot nothing, but owned everything in Oklahoma. So I'm sitting next to him. Here I am, 6'5", with all my Memphis shit on. I'm standing front row. One of them folks told me behind me, sit down, I can't see. I turned around and said, you got to get better seats, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Like, I'm not, what you mean? Sit down.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and they beat us by like, they up by 30. Coach told Westbrook, I mean, come on, sit down, man. We want to conserve you. Westbrook ass through the chair. I'm talking about, y'all up by 30. It's over. That man through the chair was upset. I said, okay. See, that was a sign, telltale sign that it's not going to be no chips coming. Because mentally, you something off a little bit. You a few baskets short of a picnic. Just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? He always trying to go back at the fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the other night, somebody came in and said, man, you suck ass. Wesley coming back at it, trying to talk back to the fans.
Yeah.
Bro, just like the rapper the other day. The rapper came out there, dude was trying to bang on him. He smacked him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit.
I said, man, so what social media does, the same thing that Memphis did with Ja Morant. Man, he smacked dude.
Until it's too late.
Listen, he keeps smacking his fans like that. He heckles like that. You ain't going to have your career going to be shorter than his contract. Knees. Yeah. Your career going to be shorter than a midget on his knees or a little person on his knees if you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't come back at every heckler who don't like what you got going on. But social media going to perpetuate it, make you feel like it's okay. It's okay until it's not.
But Marcus Smart, so do you think y'all got a chance winning a ring?
Oh, let me tell you something.
I like the Marcus Smart pick.
Can't believe
I do.
I can't believe
so, Marcus,
you guys are winning a ring?
Dude, wait a minute.
If last year Stephen Adams wasn't hurt, it would have been a different situation.
Brandon Clark and Stephen Adams was out last year. Yeah. Do y'all saw how we handled Golden State? We beat Golden State by 50. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. Now, I know the league is changing. It's changed now. But at that point in time, we could have did something. Now, we're going to get our star back.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Adams is okay. Did we make that trade? Did we trade Clark?
No, we still got him.
Okay.
Clark.
All right. We might get rid of Clark. I think we need to make, somebody.
Y'all need one or two.
We need another big man.
We need a three.
Y'all need shooters,
and a three.
Bro.
No, listen, we need a three. We need a three.
Dylan Brooks was there, man. Y'all had
him.
Man,
that garbage ass nigga.
Man, what?
Yeah.
Hey,
I like Lofton.
No.
Y'all like Lofton?
Yes. Lofton is good.
He's not ready yet, but he's fine.
Listen, Lofton. I'm a guy that goes to the Memphis. I went to the Memphis Hustle games, like, you know what I mean, the G League game.
Okay.
I go to those.
I'm really into
the culture, like, you know what I mean, and what's going on. Lofton gonna be all right.
Yeah,
Lofton is gonna he's gonna be a surprise. This might be a breakout year.
I hope so.
How you felt when Dylan Brooks interrupted LeBron's. He interrupted LeBron's, you know, LeBron wasn't really talking to the media, and he just messed up his whole mental process.
He poked the bear, man.
He poked the motherfucking bear.
He got eight, man. And I'm from Memphis, so it was.
And you knew what was going to happen.
And you know I'm a Bron fan, too.
So you knew, you like, why you do that?
Damn it. You know, you messed it up for us, man.
He poked the bear.
You know, and
I ain't never heard nobody say,
you fuck around,
why you poked the bear? Michael Jordan, you ain't never had a poking.
No, he poked the bear. He poked the bear. And... But that was the motivation that LeBron needed. LeBron needed
that. Nah, he need that.
No, yes, he did. See, he older. No. The crowd therapy and all that or whatever, it makes you look young. But at the end of the day,
oh my God.
No, honestly, he needed some more motivation. He did. And he needed more motivation, and Dylan Brooks gave him that. Dylan has more confidence than he has skill set.
Yeah. Right.
But he's pulling a move. But he's pulling a move on Houston. And he's a rich op now.
Yeah, he gonna get some money.
He's got the bag.
Listen, and what he did to the
finesse
out there in Canada,
and he did for Canada.
He bought on the third.
He went
with a 40 piece.
He
USA.
Put a 40 piece on the third string USA.
Yeah, talking big shit.
Yeah. Now,
so he originally from Canada.
Yeah,
he's Canadian.
He's a real Canadian.
Y'all be knowing them niggas Canadian. I ain't no Andrew Wiggins with Canadian until goddamn. A lot of them niggas be from up there.
Do you feel like it's time for James Harden to go and sit down?
Hell yeah.
Thank you, man.
I'm glad y'all in here. We just got to argue. Do y'all see James Harden being top five shooting guard all the time?
Never.
Heavens no.
Immediately no.
Thank you.
Never.
No.
Thank you.
Never, ever. No.
No.
Name the one better.
No. No.
Name the one.
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade. I said T-Mac.
Okay.
T-Mac, thank you.
T-Mac. Don't sleep on T-Mac.
The only two.
Wait a minute. Is Steph, are we Steph point?
That's a point.
Yeah, they're gonna say Steph point.
What about Klay?
I say Klay. I'm putting Klay.
He's a small forward, and he's not better than Harden.
Yeah, bro, he's not. Man,
Harden garbage.
Wait a minute, Harden.
Play came to dribble, bro. Stop.
But Harden's better.
Harden can't win.
Dribble don't make you good.
Harden holds the ball.
Harden don't know how to pass.
Harden holds the ball forever. Pause. And then
I put Reggie Miller in there too.
You gotta put Reggie Miller.
You can't forget about Reggie.
You gotta put Reggie Miller.
Man, them niggas laughed at me when I brought it up.
I put Steve Kerr in there before I put Steve Kerr in there, man. Before I put James Harden.
What the Oregon coach say? Looking for clicks, man. That's a clicks. Looking for clicks, man.
Hey.
That was crazy.
Nah, the game is on the field.
Y'all wild.
I love that coach when he said that, though. It made a lot of sense, too, man.
Y'all fuck with Colorado then?
Yeah, I like Colorado. I fuck with Deion. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't rolling with Deion, you a peon. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Deion, if you don't, there is no way. When I seen, I'm going to tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like seeing Mace on the other side of that thing over there
with a prime hoodie on. USC sideline.
But Mace has always been questionable to me.
Yeah, man.
You know, he's been, Mace, yeah.
He probably,
I don't know, man. Are you preaching? Are you, 1 minute you doing, I don't know. People don't talk about this.
Mace
Brown
was over there trying to pull one, man.
I didn't like that, but I'm gonna say that last game, the USC game, the adjustments that they made
at halftime,
Showed you and everybody else that, look, man,
he got one more year.
Shadur, listen, man, Shadur accurate.
Gamer.
Yeah.
Listen.
He live for the moment. You can tell.
He wants the thing. He wants it. He doesn't run from it.
He better want it.
Listen. He wants the moment. He wants the ball. He wants to go. If they get a few offensive linemen and a few more pieces of
defense, and that's going to come in the portal.
Listen, it's coming. Pause. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. They're going to be good next year. I'm excited about it. And then the first of all, from 1-11 already, they've already 300% better this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Already. And then the way they are bringing the whole culture there.
Nigga, you got to watch the Colorado game.
Them niggas going to Colorado, bro.
Nigga, I don't even...
Colorado.
I don't even watch Georgia games no more. Like, nigga, I catch their highlights, so I might look, make sure the bet covers.
Did everybody stay up and watch the game that was late night?
Yes. Nigga going to watch that Colorado game.
I've never watched a college game. That I've never done that.
Bro, and we on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm talking about
I'm falling asleep.
Bro, they gonna find a way to get it bro, they bowl game gonna be so lit. I don't care if these niggas in the Sun-Kissed Bowl game. Them niggas gonna be in the Fennel Bowl game. They gotta win
three more games to be bowl eligible.
Oh, they gonna get that easily. They gonna win Arizona State.
Yeah.
Stanford.
They beat them.
Man, them folks being the Cereal Bowl, they gonna be somewhere.
Man,
they gonna still be lit.
They were down 41-14 with 7 minutes left in the third, and they came back, only lost by seven.
That's fire.
Nobody expected them to be that close in general.
Bro.
Like, especially after how they got their ass.
Yeah, that 21 another hit. I was like, all right, Dion. I ain't finna waste my whole Saturday.
I think they proved a point.
They proved it, yeah.
They might have lost, but like, come on, bro. Ain't nobody had them scoring that many points against USC.
Yeah.
Especially with that garbage ass O-line Colorado, your O-line trash, man. It's trash. So recruits for next year, please, Dion.
Yeah.
Get that shit together.
Yeah, like,
you should do it some protection. It's problems.
Because he is fighting the stigmatism of just a black quarterback running. Like, he's going against
him. Oh, he in the pocket.
He in the pocket.
I think sometimes that's why I'm like, is he trying not to show? Because you can run, nigga.
He don't want to.
No.
He broke off that big run touchdown.
He scored a touchdown.
He needed to. I ain't never tripping on that.
What about Miller, though? Oh, what's his name? Omarion Miller, rookie.
Omarion.
Number 14. Nigga, my new favorite player.
Stop playing with him. Yeah.
My new favorite player, nigga. I love when niggas just like you know what I'm saying. You don't see him and they just like lit, like nigga, I'm him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
And you be waiting for that break.
Yeah,
waiting for that look. You waiting for things to open up for you to be able to show people.
You can tell he don't watch film. That nigga just
throw his hand up. Don't do that.
Some niggas don't know what they looking at. It's niggas in there can watch film all day, Marcel. If you don't know what to do when you get out there on that motherfucker, it don't make no sense. Just stay in the film room all day.
Just get them out of the coaches.
Them niggas gonna end up being in some assistant coaches because you know how to study film real good. give me somebody who goddamn gonna perform on that motherfucker film.
Yeah, not for sure.
And when Shador found that nigga, he ain't look at nobody else.
Fact. Yeah, not for sure.
He averaged like 28 yards a kid. Boy, seven kids,
he went crazy.
Hey, did you see that one? He missed that 2-point conversion because they said he was out of bounds.
Yeah.
But did you see that catch?
Yeah.
Anything you throwing that nigga, hey.
On the ground, whatever.
Yeah. I love
it. And Marcel want the nigga to watch film. Nigga, that take away from what he doing.
See, the Dion want to watch film, though. Dion said, man, Dion said.
You
want
to go to the next level, watch film.
Dion said.
Dion wanted him to. So he saw that game. He like, nigga, do what you got to do.
Dion said, clock the hours, though.
Just show up Saturday.
What do you mean? Throw that nigga the ball.
Dion probably ain't going to see that nigga till Saturday.
Saturday
what? Take a week off. Come Saturday. Do what you do. Do what you've been doing to keep you focused. You ain't been in the film room.
I ain't gonna be playing for the team, man.
Boy, that nigga, that number 14, I'm like, what? The first catch he made, I was like, all right. You know what I mean? Second, I was like, oh, shit, we might got one right here.
Yeah.
Man, when that nigga scored and he jumped up, I said, oh, yeah. You can tell how somebody celebrate, whether it was luck or not. That nigga got up like, I told you, motherfucker. Like, right,
yeah.
Any nigga who get up and want to keep the motherfucker and get it signed, nah, nigga. That might be your last one. That nigga, no. I'm going to be getting these motherfuckers long as you keep me on the field, bro.
Yeah, nah, that's true.
Keep me out that bitch.
That's true. That is true. That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah,
y'all both played sports?
Yeah, I played quarterback.
Oh,
I played quarterback. But I'm going to lie to you, man. That quarterback is a hard job. You just get hit all the time, man. You know what I mean? I just getting hit all the time.
Pause.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not... I'm I throw this damn ball at the motherfucker.
That nigga said like four times. Hey, you said ball. You can't go out there, maybe.
That's Mason
Fenton.
I'm sorry.
Listen, Paul's Worthington Jr. Listen, I think you got to be built for that. You got your body getting hit all the time. Stop the pause, man. You taking that abuse as a quarterback.
That nigga scared to talk. Nah, shit. You done fucked it up, man.
It's too much. It's too much, though. It's too much, bro. It's too much. Like, I would get hit in my knee. And then the lineman, if they don't block for you, I'm not concerned. I'm not going to be like your boy from New York. like y'all quarterback. Yeah. I'm cussing folks' ass out.
What I'm saying? This was high school?
Yeah, this was junior high school to high. Then another thing too. Once I got to high school, the players got bigger. Wow. I was like, man, look.
That was stopped me, nigga.
Tall, bro.
Yeah, listen, tall. First of all, I was I was 5'9", 5'9", 5'10", when I graduated. I grew when I graduated from high school.
What?
Really? I grew 6 inches after I graduated.
That's
the bullshit.
And then,
listen, ain't that cap? But my sister, Jessica Jackson, she had her growth spurt when she was in the seventh grade. She's 6'4".
What?
Got every scholarship.
I bet she did, nigga.
She ended up going to Florida with T-Ball them down there. Oh, hooping. And it was like she got every college. But see, me at 5'9", 5'10", I had it in me, but it just,
you couldn't see over the line type
shit. And getting hit, and these dudes I'm from Memphis, so it's like, you know, just like Georgia. Man, some of these country folks out here, man, is big. And it's like, man, you talking about you get hit a couple of times, man. You miss a block. Okay, bro. Hey, bro, all right, bro. Guess what? He hit me again. I'm hitting you. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm not finna sit here and keep getting hit like that.
High school in Georgia, like, when we watch our high school teams in the city area, they be straight. But until they got to go down South Georgia
It's different.
And play them teams. Them niggas who been wrestling hard.
Yeah.
And cows.
Dude, look, baby. I'm going to tell you who's like that, who never lifted weights. Maybe too older for some of y'all, but Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah. We know Bo Jackson. Arbor.
Was just a physical specimen of just...
Yeah.
Then just could just run up and do everything.
But I just don't remember watching him. You know, like I saw his NFL games, you know, by then. He was like, he had some injuries and stuff like that.
Yeah, but he was one of those... But it was a lot of guys like that, like Memphis. When you go outside of Memphis, you start going to Tennessee and Brownsville and all these things. Listen, man. These folks out here, bro. It's just too much,
Where Bo originally from?
Bo is from Alabama.
Both from Alabama.
It started off as quarterback and doing that, and then I just went to basketball because the basketball is a little more finesse, but still, without having the height, you know what I'm saying? It was
damn,
just,
man, you got that.
Yeah, then I got tall after I graduated. Yeah.
Man, that shit happened to Dennis Rodman. Y'all ever saw his story?
What happened?
Yeah, that nigga grew like 8-9 inches after high school.
Scotty, grew 7 inches in like his freshman year at JUCO.
It's crazy.
So Dennis was like 5'10", I want to say 5'11", in college. Then he just kept growing.
That's crazy.
And that gave him a goddamn...
Yeah, I had got a viral meningitis when I was a senior. So it's like, even when I took my growth stroke started to happen, after they started messing with my spine, it was like, I was done with that. I had to learn how to walk again. So it was like, you know what?
Damn.
I'm not even finna... mess with
the
sports no more or whatever and stuff. So it was like that was over with for me.
When you getting into the music?
Right when that happened. Like right when I was doing tapes and stuff back in fourth grade. I used to have mixtapes out when you take one, back in the day you used to have these radios, right? It used to be on two tape decks and you could record one side and play some on the other side and then record each other. Yeah. I was making tapes off of that. And when I used to make tapes dissing my brother, my cousin them, And I used to be cussing on them joints. And my mom and them, when they heard me cuss on the tapes, they was like, "You heard Kid? What are you doing on that?" You know what I'm saying? They didn't. It'd be different like if I'm cussing in the house. Yeah. They would be mad. But on the tapes and me doing making music, they respected my artistry.
Yeah, they feel like whatever. You're like, to do it on
that. And it was like, and I said, "Oh, they could. It's a difference." So I felt like that was dope to be able to be supported. I could as an outlet to be able to do stuff. So I was doing music the whole time. And then Tony Draper, who signed A-Ball MJG, his brother Ernest Draper was like the man, you know what I mean, on the street or whatever. And I used to have this clothing store that I used to be, right? It was kind of like how City Gear was, like now. And I used to have the popping store. And he used to be in there. And I used to bring Ball and G in there. And I used to be a young nigga rolling with them, seeing how they get that money with their music. And then it's like, okay, now I want to rap because I'm seeing people actually get deals and do stuff. They inspired me earlier. And my best friend in high school was this cat named Eric Gales. He played a backwards strap guitar. He's like one of the dopest guitarists to this day. He does tours with Lauryn Hill. He was my best homie. and he going on our single hall show and all that. Oh. I'm like, man, okay, you can do
so
something.
So this shit all around.
Yeah, it's like, I'm like, yeah, it's around me. I'm like, this shit is possible. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of times you got to see something to be able to be something.
Right.
And it's like, if you see somebody around you really doing it, it's like, okay, well,
then
I don't
you realize it's only you stopping
me. Yeah, yeah. I don't just got a hoop. Yeah, I ain't got you know no what I mean? Or I didn't feel like, okay, my dreams deferred because I got meningitis and I had to learn how to walk because they had to do the spinal tap and that shit went wrong way and I had to, it was just different. So I had to like, I was like, shit, that shit around. Ball and JG them breaking, niggas from a mile away getting deals and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I can do it too. So that kind of inspired me to start doing music and then taking it from a business perspective because Tony Draper would always school me. Nah, young nigga, man, you got to own that shit. You need to go Selecto Hits, man, and put your own shit out. You know what I mean? And that's what 36 Mafia was doing, putting out a record through Selecto Hits, which is a distributor that's in Memphis, and was putting the CDs out. It was in our backyard. You go out Witten Road and go over to tell them folks you want to distribute some CDs, you can put your own thing out. And that's what, like, Tommy Wright and all Skinny Pimp and everybody like that was doing. So, once again, I'm seeing something, and I'm seeing what I could be able to do, and I'm seeing a way to be able to own it and do it. So, it was more leg work, but at the same time, you know, you could get people to be able to go to the store and buy your music. That's why I think the people that are in music right now is different. I think the fan bases are just not as, the fan root is not as strong. Because the people that came up from that era of CDs, and they're the people who run the game right now. Like, okay, you say Yo Gotti is doing his thing, right? Well, the people that supported Yo Gotti used to get in the car and go drive down the street and go buy a CD. Uh-huh. So the Life album I put out, you know what I'm saying? So I would see how the fans would like...
You have to go get that.
Yeah, you had to go get that. So those people, if you look at like Gucci Man, or you look at these people that are like Jay-Z, you know what I mean? All the people that are winning have these, even Beyonce, they have bases that went to go buy their music out of the car.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So if they co-sign you, yeah, you know what I mean? They have a strong base of people that follow them. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love what y'all do so much. Y'all really go out and y'all touch the people. Uh-huh. Even though we're doing a broken play and doing this show, it's like y'all actually go press the flesh.
And they'll see it.
And they see it and y'all build fan root. That's how you really do something. Because if it's, I don't have a lot invested with you if I can just... Oh, okay, this song I heard today, I Shazammed it. Oh, it's just bumping, okay. You got to keep coming a lot of times, to be able to make me be like, okay, I'm into you. Now, you know, it's just different. You know what I mean? It's different.
So look, what about like with Zach Randolph, like somebody like him when he was in the city? It was because like he was in the culture and he was hearing about Moneybagg or
something
like that?
Yeah, so shout out to Head. Head is Moneybagg's CEO.
Uh-huh.
Head and Randolph, Z-Bo, would always be together. Head was the one that was holding Z-Bo down wherever he went to. Like, you know what I mean? Z-Bo always was a real guy, but he was also a guy of the culture. So he like, you know, he kind of reminded me like Steven Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Z-Bo was kind of like that kind of a baller, like where he like, you know, really be ingratiated with the culture. So Head would be around me when I'm putting out Yo Gotti and doing records with me, Yo Gotti, 8-Ball, and Skinny Pimp, and putting out, he was around. Uh-huh. So he's peeping, all this is going on, and then he got the plug. He got Z-Bo, you know what I mean, who worth more than, Z-Bo paying people light bills in Memphis. Like, he just was that, he's a real good dude.
Uh-huh.
So he gives Head the ability to be able to start the label, Endless Entertainment, and they picked up Bag. You know what I mean? And from there, it just didn't...
It went crazy.
It went crazy, because with music, if you got, Bag has a different voice. Yo Gotti has a different voice. I always say, like, even when I was doing my thing on the rap side, it's like having a different voice that you recognize. I think that's part of it, of being having a different voice, not sounding the same as everybody else, because you listen to music. So it's like, you know, you listen to it. So if your voice is a main key, then when you got a Bag to put with the music, because at that time, it's like, you could be online and doing all that stuff, but it's something different than when you really having it and you can put it in people's face. Once again, pressing the flesh, making fans. That's what Bagdon would do. Bagdon would go to the fairs and pass out CDs, pull up in them cars, Z-Bo pull all them cars out and make that impression and touch those people. And that's how he came up. And like, you know, and now they up. You know what I mean?
Memphis, like, music just crazy. I remember music. This was probably like 2015, this before Bag really popped.
Yeah.
Man, I'm around, it was our homeboy, Terrio. He used to try to get me and... like he'll tell us, me fly all us about Moneybagg.
Yeah.
So, but like Terrio, like he, like if he know you, he gonna play all your music. Yeah. So anybody. So like anybody else, like we, I never really listened to whoever you talking about. He was like, man, you gotta listen to Moneybagg. I never checked it out. Yeah. I checked that shit out on my own. I was like,
yeah, he raw.
This nigga like that.
Nah, he raw.
I was like, nigga, you 1 for 30. This nigga.
He 1 for 30.
Yeah, this nigga like that, though. Nah, for real.
No, Bag is raw. Bag voice is raw. Memphis is good about, like I said, having good vocals, voices. Because think about it, Glorilla. I produced on her album, Get That Money. But it just went gold.
Shout out to that.
Man, for
that
sure.
Nigga sprinkle, you know that saying? Shit in there. Then
but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got that voice. Like, her voice is just different. You know what I mean? Dolph had a different voice.
Yeah.
Key Glock has a different, like, tone and voice when he go do his thing and his hype and his turn. Black Youngster has had a different twang with what he's doing. Like, I just think, like, Memphis is full of different voices. And I think if you got that going for you, and then the beats, a lot of things with Memphis is the beats. Memphis has always had the beats.
Y'all, since 3-6.
Yeah, we've always
even
had
the ball, MJ Ball, yeah. Led Down.
Project Pat.
Yeah, always had the beats. We always had the beats. And these beats were from Memphis producers that are really from the streets of Memphis. So the sound.
They know the sound.
The sound was synonymous with Memphis. Uh-huh. So now you got like Hit Kid, you know what I'm saying, who's doing this thing. You got Tay Keith. Tay Keith been fucking these niggas up for a while now.
From Memphis?
Yeah, he's from Memphis.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tay Keith is from Memphis. So you got these great producers that are making records from Memphis. That's why my guy right here, Deron Payne, we got a joint on, we got NLE Chopper, new joint coming.
That was up.
Simba. I like Simba too. If y'all
Simba's from the Bay, ain't
yeah, we had him on the podcast last season and we got a record with him. Oh my God, bro, this record is, this record is crazy. But like, you know, he's a producer and he raps and he does a podcast, so he got multiple hustles. So it's like,
how y'all joined up to do the podcast?
I picked him up back when he was at Tennessee State. He was at 19. Like he had a song.
Oh, you was at TSU.
Yeah, he went TSU. Oh,
okay.
He had a song called a Hardhead. It was like a dance that was popping back in the day. And I went up to the TSU. He was from Memphis, but he was going to TSU.
Gotcha.
And when I went up there, and he had his own budget. It was like, man, I'm finna try to take this dance and go on. Get this young out here or whatever. I said, I can help you with it. Put it on BET. It was back when 107 Park was still going on. And New John the other day, he popped that young off at TSU. Next thing you know, that young took off at TSU. And he was performing it with the band.
Oh,
and,
yeah. And it just that started. Band shit, that's different.
Yeah.
Halftime, shout out my boy Kavo, too.
Uh-huh.
On that record with me. But like, yeah, we performed halftime at the John Mayer Classic with the TSU band. They played the John everything.
Yeah.
That high link though, we shine. Yeah. We just glued together.
Yeah, but he making them beats, so I would get them beats. Like, he had a song with plays. We did Boo Dirty and Don Tripp. He always had beats.
Oh, niggas sleep on Don Tripp a lot, bro.
Yeah, Don's hard. Don's hard. Yeah, Jelly Roll. Like, he did a producer record with me and Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll's number one country artist out now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, we did a rap song with him when he was still rapping. So it's like, I've been going, he been back. So it's like, once he moved to here to Atlanta, it was like, all right, bro, let's go ahead and, like, you know what I mean, put it together. But I'll always be used to be able to, God to help me, use me to help people all the time
right.
with their craft or whatever. And I'm cool with being that individual, whether it was Yo Gotti first album, whether it was, you know, whether it's producers getting them placements or whatever. Like,
bro, but
doing
see,
that.
You,
I love doing that.
You talk a lot of shit about LeBron, but you kind of like that.
I'm like,
you an all around player, nigga.
He's an all around player.
You want to see other people win.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I
remember. Yeah. Listen, I think like the thing is, one is too close to none. I know that I'm always eyes wide open about like music. I always, even when I was an artist, it was like, God brought this to me. It was like, okay, bro, I got a record deal with Universal Motown.
Uh-huh.
The same time I got the record deal with Universal Motown, I sent a tape in the Rap City. And the tape was just saying, y'all should do y'all show like this, and I feel like y'all should do this. My own folks flipped. We said, we want to talk to you about what you said on this tape. And we want to fly you out. I said, don't worry about it. I'm flying myself out. I came out and met with Stephen Hill and them, and they said, you want to host Rap City? I was like, yeah. So I hosted Rap City for like a month, right? Uh-huh. But when I went to meet with Sylvia Wrong at my first record label meeting after we, you know, that I signed, I said, hey, I'm finna host Rap City. My folks said, man, hold up, what? No, 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 no. You can't host Rap City. They're going to think you a host. You a rapper. You can't be known as a hoe. You know what I'm like? Mm-hmm. So they I end up doing like 2 weeks worth of episodes when Rick Ross first came there and all that. And they told me I couldn't take the job. But really at that point, I was like, man, this TV shit really easier than it is than the rap shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted my face out here. They put my face. It's one thing to hear a voice and like you can't put a face to it.
Yeah, but it's like.
And you're reaching all markets.
Yeah. And I was like, man, I really wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. I just knew that, okay, it's cool. You're going to be hot for music, and you're going to always have your fan with the people that love you for what you do. But, man, being in that hot seat for music, man, you ain't always be in that hot seat. Right. But you can be able to make money off your, turn your contacts into contracts. And that's what I always knew I could do. You know what I'm saying? If I could be able to say, okay, cool, Bag hot right now, shit, Bag. I ain't finna come say, man, Bag, let me do a record with Kia Shine. No. Want to sample one of my old records? Or here's some new beats. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Glow, here, I got a beat that I feel like will work for you. Yeah. I'm not finna try to make you get on my rap shit.
Make
you know what I'm saying?
Contact. What'd you say? Make your contact?
You turn your contacts into contracts.
That's a
you know
ball,
what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, you that's because it's really the people you know and that you connected with.
You talk to anyway.
Yeah, man, that's
really
it.
We should do business.
Yeah, it's like, because it's like, bro, like, whatever you need, and I'm gonna take it spiritual because I have to do it every time. But,
no,
bro, whatever you need from God, all right, he's not here. He gonna make something brand new out the sky. Boom. What it is, it's gonna come through a person. The blessing you looking for, the thing you looking for, is gonna come through a person. So that means it's a connect, it's a contact.
Uh-huh.
So that contact will turn into a contract. So it's like, okay, have favor with people. Be connected with the source, which is God, so he can provide your resources. A lot of times people be thinking, it's them. Okay, I'm so talented. Man, no, it's about you being connected with the source, listening to his voice, and he'll give you the resources. Okay? Oh. And if one resource close out, it's okay. He's going to bring you another source. Because I praise the blessor. Not the blessing. Because I know the blessings can come and go. I know some niggas who went to jail over that 2010 Escalade or whatever, Corvette. You had to have it, right?
Uh-huh.
Now it's 2023.
You couldn't be caught dead in that motherfucker.
You don't want to be in that motherfucker. But you don't.
The album working
you, because, exactly. You praising that's the blessing. You praising the blessing.
Yeah.
I'm praising the blessor. You know what I'm saying?
That's a real shit.
So that'd be more my thing. So I don't have no... no pride in like, okay, I'm not popping on this side, man, I'm finna go do something over here. I start a podcast. I do anything else.
Yeah, just
whatever,
I'm moving.
Yeah, I'm not staying stagnant.
Sitting still.
I ain't doing that, bro. I like that's when you still anything that's not growing is dying.
I heard y'all talking about like the, you know what I'm saying, like on who y'all taking pick. Do y'all fuck with the prize pick?
Like listen, I'm new. Uh-huh. I'm new to the prize picks. I'm new to the thing. I lost a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Join us.
Listen, I be losing, and it's like now I see.
Better than LeBron.
But really, it make you. It make the games funner though.
Nigga, that's the only way I can watch
Listen. Now I have to have an NFL red zone. Y'all have to owe me a check because I swear I keep bragging about this. I can't watch NFL without NFL red zone.
Yeah.
Instead of you put the prize picks with it.
I got to see all my games
at once. I need to see everything going on.
Man, mm-hmm. I chunked my little nephew off the other day. I'm watching the game. It's a blowout. He was like, this game. I said, man, you don't shut the fuck up. I'm waiting for one more catch.
Yeah.
One more catch.
Right, I'm watching for a whole
this shit
other
bigger than that. Right. Shout out to prize picks.
No, listen. I won during the playoffs.
That's how they get you. You win one time.
That's when they got me.
You're a drug addict.
Because at first I was just like, okay, I can. Man, what he gonna have? Yeah, I know he gonna have this. Wait a minute. Watch this.
That shit be looking easy.
Too. Easy. Uh-huh. Man, listen, LeBron ain't hit. LeBron punk ass. He made me so mad last year. But I came back and LeBron ass. He just had to hit another layup. I said, man, like, sometimes I be wanting to make, are y'all trying to cover this
shit? Sometimes them niggas sit down early for no reason.
For no reason.
Bro, I seen one nigga, I forgot who it was, bro. They had him getting a 1.5 dunk. I was like, oh, that's all he do.
Yeah, right,
fact.
Shit. I'm talking about the bitch had a wide open dunk. This nigga thought he was Michael Jordan. No, hey, man, don't do that. Don't that bitch.
Go up strong.
Hey, oh, I forgot to mention this. This is a good show to mention this on. So last year, right, mm-hmm. you know, I got a, my wife has a nonprofit, Autism Advocates, because my son has autism.
Shout out.
AutismAdvocates.org. Okay, mm-hmm. We different, not less. Blessed by the best. It's inclusion. It's for these kids, man, who we speak a voice for the voiceless, because my son is non-speaking, mm-hmm. but he communicates.
He communicates.
We got pad, he communicates. But like, so I do stuff like, okay, the Grizzlies was like, every time the Grizzlies have, like this year, I'm doing two things at the Grizzlies, like during the season. We have like a social media night, and then we have in like St. Jude, where I'm playing, mm-hmm. we have time, I'll play at halftime,
like an all-star game,
why they don't have time of a real game.
Oh,
so I actually get a chance to go out there on the court and play. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Which, I wanted to be a hooper anyway, so I love doing that. So we're doing it again this year in March of 24, March 13th. But so last year, I said, okay, I'm going to go sell, I had these new merch for Autism Advocates. So I said, I'm going to go sit in the front row so I get TV seats so people could see me with my merch. And then they'll put me on the Jumbotron and all that or whatever so mm-hmm. people could buy merch. So John Morant had hurt his hand last season, whatever, right? So he coming out, you know, and he grinned at everybody. So I did a fist pump, but I did it in his hand. It hurt, fam. Do you know what's that? Overtime is the website of the Instagram.
Yeah,
man, them folks will find my ass up on Overtime, bro, because I had. Dapped him.
You could tell that it.
Yeah, and he did it like this. He did it like this. I was like, I was like, damn, I shouldn't have did that.
Hey, you know what? Like, white people don't. That's when you make them mad. Why the fuck would he do that? Right.
Listen, I did that shit and immediately I regretted it. I was like, damn. Some I shouldn't have did that, but maybe nothing. Nobody didn't catch that.
They caught that shit.
Man, listen. Right on camera. Immediately that shit on Overtime. Like, it was like.
And the fact he did.
Yeah, he did this right here. I was like, damn. But he did make it up because I was like, damn, I wonder how you feel about it. And then after the game, when we won and shit, you know what I'm saying? He came back over to me and had dapped me and hugged me or whatever and shit. I was like, all right, cool. Like, cause I really
I bet they ain't post that one.
Listen, I got it though. I made sure I posted it.
Yeah, for sure. Niggas all love, nigga.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
He a real nigga.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That shit didn't hurt that man.
Nah, it's definitely, man. But I was definitely like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? But they caught it though. Yeah. I had a little GoPro on me. I was filming with a GoPro. And folks were like, man, what kind of camera do he got right there? I had a little bitty motherfucker, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Catching everything though, but. I love that. That front, that being right there in the game, I was talking about LeBron there. I was talking about LeBron. Right.
Before we get out here, tell me some shit. Tell me a couple, like, your stories where you be like, I went too far there.
Oh, man, shit. How many of them? I get this one. I got one on tape, and uh-huh. And I'm going to send it to you when we get through with this.
I bet.
All right, so I went to, like I said, my best is so. Cliff, he passed away now, but I had met this cool white dude just sitting in the plane, you know what I mean? And we talking about life uh-huh. and love and all that. Just, you know, you meet somebody on the plane, it's cool.
Yeah.
Man, this man said, man, I don't know why God want me to show you this, bro. He showed me his phone. He said, man, I just sold my company today, man. I sold it for $38 million. And he looked and showed me Bank of America. I was like, man, I got Bank of America. I've never seen them many numbers. God damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like that. And he was like, he said, bro, if Memphis make the playoffs, I want you to come see me in Oklahoma. So that year, Memphis made the playoffs. So that's when Tony Allen and Z-Bo was playing.
Yeah, okay.
And that's when James Harden was still playing with Durant and Westbrook. Uh-huh. So I go out there to the joint, right? And I got, you know, my Memphis shit on. And I took my wife with me or whatever and shit. We sitting front row, you know what I mean? And we sitting with Cliff. So, you know, Memphis, you know, there's a game going on. I'm repping for Memphis. So I'm right. I'm talking cash shit on the sideline. They call a foul on one of my players. I'm getting up, nigga, ref, that wasn't no foul and shit, right? And then, so bam, Durant's go to the free throw line. He getting ready to shoot. It is quiet, like that hush challenge at a Beyonce concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you in their arena.
Yeah, I'm in their arena. Yeah. And it's mute. They, shh. I said, Durant, missing, weak ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Listen, that man's, turned to me and said, shh, like that, right? Okay, bam. That started the whole fucking team. Man, them folk went on a fucking run. They would be in a beat by 20. They went up by 20. Every time somebody shot a three, James Harden there, in my face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About, not every, Westbrook do something. They come right to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like.
Because you front row, they hear you.
And I'm sitting there with my wife. I'm like, yeah. Y'all disrespect me one more time. I was following one of these niggas, man. And my wife sitting right here, man. Cut this shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? But I went. I
so Durant heard you, so he turned to say
it. That man hit the free throw, looked at me and said.
Put the whole team on your head.
And I mean the whole team.
Man, they probably laughed so hard in the locker room about that shit.
After the game, they dapped me up and shit, though, and it was love, but I'm sure they did.
They needed you to do that.
They got
you got
to get in the room. Listen, them folk got on my ass.
I poked the bear.
Boy.
And them folk, man, I got this shit on film. I'm talking to the ref so damn bad on the calls and shit, man, yelling and shit and all that, whatever and shit, bro. Them folk got on my ass, bro. It was like, yeah, man.
That probably been your favorite Memphis team, you would say? Z-Bo, Tony Allen.
Yeah, Z-Bo, Tony Allen was such a beast, bro. Like, man, he's just a dog. Man,
niggas forgot about how good Tony Allen was.
Yeah, Z-Bo was just
locked down.
I got
Tony Allen.
I got Tony Allen 2.0 with Marcus Smart, man. It's the same
person. Yes. You know
Tony
what I mean?
Allen, though, like, Kobe said Tony Allen was the best defender.
He did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, for him to just say Tony Allen 2.0, come on, man. Don't just...
You said Reggie Miller's better than James Harden.
I did.
That's true.
Yeah.
Y'all...
They forgot when Reggie Miller did this shit.
Yeah, man, I agree.
Straight
up. To Spike Lee.
I tell you further. I think Cheryl Miller was better than... than
All right, let's wrap it up. Hey.
On that note, man, we appreciate...
Thank you for having me, man. Season 2 coming, Immediately Kenfolk Podcast. We going to Tubi, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we on Tubi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we
still went, man.
Yeah. We just did a deal, but we gonna be the first podcast over there on Tubi. So you see, we're gonna have season 1 on Tubi. Then we come back with season 2 over there. And then we got some other surprises coming, man. So we gonna keep this. I love what we are doing as podcasters and what we controlling our narrative. And
right.
We the news, nigga. We the media. You know what I'm saying?
How we want to say it.
Yeah, man, how we want to say it, man.
Man, y'all had pulled up when we was in Memphis to Carlos Miller.
Shout out Carlos. Carlos Miller, man.
That's good. No, on those side, man. Man, when Carlos did the podcast with y'all and y'all was dropping gems like left and right, it be shit like that people don't see where it's like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get the comedy. You're going to get the rap. You're going to get all this, what we talking about. But sometimes niggas got to hear that real shit. Well, men just sitting down and just talking about life and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than just like sports, all that type of shit. How y'all explain how y'all met and certain shit. Niggas watching like, boy, we just like them niggas.
Keep going, man.
Look at y'all. Season 2 on Tubi.
Man, look at
y'all.
And
y'all, these niggas around here about to give up. Listen,
man,
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Listen, and I'm looking at y'all building over here too, man. Hey, man, I love it, man. It's inspiring. It's inspiring, bro. It really is, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It truly is, bro. But my mama used to tell me, my mama's birthday was today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Her heavenly birthday.
Happy
and she's
telling
me this.
Sure.
You hang around
still
nine.
Still her birthday.
Yeah, still her birthday.
Yeah.
It was a heavenly birthday. You hang around 9 broke people, you be the 10th person broke. You hang around 9 people that's getting to it, you're going to be the 10th person getting to it. So it's like, look around, see who you around. I'm around, this is what I'm around. So get what? It's contagious.
You know I got to fall into it.
Got to fall into
man,
it.
Man, do you
bro.
Know how many shows I done got? Because Los, they couldn't afford Los.
Yeah.
Nigga, I love it.
Yeah.
And before they even, they were like, man, Los ain't coming for that.
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Immediately.
Hey, man, shout out Broken Play, man. We appreciate y'all pushing
up, man.
What's up,
man? What's up, man? Indeed, man. Hell yeah.
Nah, that was good. I know we went up, but that shit was good. That shit was flowing.
Yeah, y'all editing. Yeah.